shadows grow. Six took the step, couldn't turn away. Now the dark is alive and it's here to stay. Voices rising cold as and it leaves you dry.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Out of the Abyss. Last time our players finished up the conversations, started delving more into some of the guys' lores, or the players' lores, until the door opened and an invisible tiefling walked in. Flaffle and Champer had a pretty heartfelt conversation, is where Champer will be hitting out with Grazalax when he leaves to find another purpose or to help in ways that aren't the Spearfront. But everybody was sitting down, getting ready to start working on a plan on how to deal with this, and that is where we left off. So, if I remember correctly, Sugar Shack, you wanted to ask Grazalax a question, correct?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
So, Mr. Grazalax, sir.
Ah, yes.
You wouldn't happen to know nothing about them stone giants that was running amok in the city, would you?
Is that who made the big hole?
Oh, yeah, it was like three of them. But they looked like they was under some kind of compulsion. The eyes was going orange, and we were thanked for, not killing them.
Well, they're an essential part of Gracklestug, as they kind of help control, some of the magic that's here. They aid with whatever the city needs at times. They have a mutual relationship. However, if they're smashing through walls and have bright orange eyes, that might be something to do with the phase rust. If
causing some sort of madness.
Correct.
Which is spread to most of the people here.
Correct.
So,
the stone speaker is the one who gave me this crystal.
And Graven Hollow is what exactly?
Graven Hollow is
a massive library.
Massive library. The library of all libraries has basically
as in ancient.
Yes. Essentially, you enter. You are basically put through a test just to see if you are there for nefarious means. And from there, you are directed to a room that is empty. You open the door, you close it.
To give you a little bit of information on how ancient it is, I am 527 years old. And it was ancient when I was a girl.
500 in the span of things in a very short period of time. Huh. Interesting. Would that be located here?
Oh, no. No. It is. It shows up when it wants to be found, or when it believes it is the right time for you to find it, according to what I have heard. I've never actually been there.
So we need to keep an eye on that stone.
Correct.
So these giants are an integral part to the city, correct?
Yes, they are.
Where'd the voice go? But My fault.
Now, if the giants here could be persuaded by the phase rust to madness, what of the ones in Graven Hollow? Is Graven Hollow on this plane or on another plane entirely where phase rust could not reach them?
No, it is on this plane. However, it is shielded. Think of a barrier that surrounds the library, that there are basilisks that can direct you in the area once you get close, that can take you to the border.
I have a weird question above table. Can Warden try to embed this stone into her chest piece?
Yes, you can.
Cool, I'm going to do that so it we can see when it glows.
There you go. Okay.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, tie a string around and keep it as a necklace, but yeah, that works.
I would say give me, if somebody wants to help, give me an arcana check. We'll start with there. We'll start with an arcana check.
I'm not very good at helping with arcana, but I can give a guidance.
Does Flaffle see what she's attempting to do?
Yes.
I'll roll arcana.
Okay.
Okay. Because I'm shit at arcana.
I would say with you helping, advantage. Since this is kind of your...
No!
And then don't forget guidance.
Don't need it. It's a natural 20.
Let's go. Okay, yeah, easy enough. With you and Flaffle working together, you find a piece of your chest plate that is malleable enough to fit. I would say, Flaffle, you use probably one of the tools that you have to just kind of embed it into that little crevice.
Let's see what tools I've got.
Wood mending? Technically.
Mending would work, yes.
Lairs kind of pipes up as he sees you like looking for some stuff, and he kind of reaches in his bag and sets down his smithing tools on the table.
There you go.
I don't know if any of these will help, but go for it if you want.
One of the few tools I'm not proficient in.
I'm not proficient in any tools. That means Cianadel can play cards, but Warden has no tools.
Yeah, with a nat 20, I'd say you guys are able to not lodge it, but comfortably put
it. I'll tell you what, I'll give you some flair.
I lied, I don't have smithing tools. Sorry.
I just kind of imagine it's like setting a gem in a ring.
Does it hurt if your armor is damaged?
Yes, the armor is me.
Could you possibly tear open a part of the armor so I can embed this and cast mending to mend it around it?
I believe.
Or is there like a damaged part of her armor, perhaps?
Grazlax will speak up and just say, just mend it into one of the crevices, into one of the where the plates meet.
Okay. Sends it in to cast mending.
With a nat 20, that works.
Ah. Success. One problem down.
Now we'll know when it's time.
But the discussion of Graven Hollow is tabled for now. We need to return to this, because this could be the answers we need for Ivan as well.
Yes, could be. But with that, Shambra, if you are ready, we can... From here, there's no phasers where we are standing, and where we are going, there's no phasers. So, if you would like, and hold his hand up.
Shepra kind of looks at the hand held out and looks back at the group, and just kind of heavy-eyed, but looking at all of you, goes,
I cast many blessings upon all of you on your future endeavors.
Jampra may be leaving, but he will not be far, and I will keep you right in here.
They I look at Jampra, and I go, don't worry, we'll keep him safe.
Thank you.
Flaffle reaches in his bag and pulls out one of the other two scales and hands you the gold one.
He walks over and looks at it and grabs it. And you watch him as he adorns it to his the belt that's on that holds his quiver on.
Anyway. I will wear it with pride and think of you every time I see it.
That's why I want you to have it.
It's still smells.
Can I tap into my ability to look at lifespans? I want to look at Champers.
Okay. I tell you what, roll me a religion check real quick.
Okay. They both have the same one, so here we go. Never mind, that's a 7. Unless I have advantage.
I would say, you know what, for this, I would say yes, you do have advantage.
Okay. Well, that's a 12, which is better.
It is better. Your scene visibility is still up, correct?
Yes, as long as it has not been an hour. It's not a concentration spell.
I would say that you notice something. As you're kind of looking at this, you look over and you see the Raven Queen standing there, not taking his eyes off of Champra, in fact, almost in tears.
Oh.
And he looks over at you, kind of wipes it away, and just shakes his head and says, I ain't telling you that. I'm sorry. That ain't something that I can disclose to you.
Warden just kind of, she looks at Champra, reaches down, kind of, not in like a condescending way, but she'll pat his head because he's so much smaller than her. And says, the Raven Queen watches over you.
Well, this is very kind of you to say. Thank you. Enjoyed our time together, even though you are half machine.
I am mostly machine. I just have a body inside of me.
Oh, that makes a lot more sense. I thought you were. Okay. Anyways, I'm ruining this. Okay. Eyes up, my friends. The adventure continues.
And he high fives Grazlax in like a real 90s moment of like a, as they snap out.
And they are gone.
Flaffle stands there for a minute, just kind of like looking where they disappeared off to before kind of snapping back.
We got to figure out a plan.
Do you still want me to write the, to draw the map?
Yes.
Okay, I need something to write with. I need something to write on.
Barkeep, have you got a large piece of parchment?
Takes one out, takes a set of quills out and some ink. And shoves it over.
Wonderful. Okay. Give us the map. While you're getting the map, here's what I'm thinking. We need to get in there. The side on the eastern side of the city is where they are held up doing their experiments. That would be the wrong place to attack, even though that would be the full frontal assault. I recommend we use the tunnels made by our stone giant friends to sneak our way down to the other entrance. We do need Warden to keep her invisibility detection spell up, because I imagine the Duergar are likely in on this. Because, Brokey, you said something was going on with the king of the Durrakar?
Yeah, and
that can't be coincidence that he is settling out of the equation and the Keepers of the Flame have taken over.
Yeah.
There must be some connection there.
Here's what I can tell you. There's not very much of the world on tunnels I don't know. But with the phase rust, things are changing. I don't know what's down there still. But theoretically, yes. The best thing to do would be to take the tunnel that was bore and go down to the West Cleft.
Right. Now, once we're inside, Liers, right? Liers?
Muted. Yeah, it's Liers, like
a layer, but with an S.
Plural, yep. I obviously didn't name myself, so.
That's fair.
It's weird, but that is my name. Very cool.
And I chose Flaffle, so, you know.
Mine is cool.
I like it.
Thanks. You never went into the tunnels.
I'm not gonna lie. I've been working at the Dark Lake Brewery before this, and I ran into Sugar Shack, and he offered me food and coin. And I really just work at the Dark Lake Brewery to, like, you know, they let me sleep there, so that I don't make any money. So I thought it was a pretty good deal, but I was pretty scared going down there. I spend most of my life up top in the Dreamlands, so. I saw some things down there and some people leaving and going, but I don't remember a lot because I was kind of scared. I get the feeling
you have, in fact, seen things. Were those things real?
Oh, the things in the tunnel were real, for sure.
Okay.
If you're talking about my childhood,
I'll comment. Okay. Do you have any skills? I'm sure Sugar Shack wouldn't have just chosen a random person.
Yeah. I'm good in a fight. I'm real good in a fight. I know I said I was scared, but that's more or less. I was
about to ask.
I was scared because, I don't know if you can tell, but I'm wearing chainmail, and if I didn't move a certain way, I would have made noise. And so I was really concentrated on being quiet more than I was looking at what he was paying me for. Sorry.
Ah, okay. Just so you know, we're about to start something here that will likely turn into a possibly world-changing set of events.
Okay.
Is this something you are on board with? Because we're going to be getting into some shit.
Okay.
I'd like to be on the line. Yours included.
Yeah. I guess a little bit of backstory for me, just to give you some context. I didn't want to stay down here, but I've gotten stuck down here. So I guess if your goal is your goal to fix everything down here, or like eventually go back up top?
No. We're fixing things down here, making this a safe haven, a sanctuary. The Underdark rolls under different rules than the surface. The surface is civilized. Down here is wild and untamed, which means it could be molded into so many things.
Okay, well, maybe we'll get to that conversation when we need to. Would there be, like, coin, food, and, like, shelter available? Because I'm getting really tired of living in the Dark Lake Brewery.
Food? Shelter questionable. Money? Also questionable.
Okay, well, the food is tempting.
You'll also have people watching
that. You cook a mean spider leg soup?
Oh, okay. That's what I'm talking about.
Brokey will look over you and say, yeah, he is a phenomenal cook. I don't know how he does it, but he is phenomenal.
Yeah, the food down here is not good, so I guess I can agree to this. Oh, the food down here is
magical. You just have to know how to make it.
Well, you know, Okay, we don't have time.
We don't.
Sure.
We'll see you soon, little bird.
You just call me a bird?
Yeah.
Okay, don't
Why free?
Why
free?
That's a metaphor. Okay.
Yeah.
So, I guess I can come with you guys. Are you guys, like, hiring me on? Or are we, like, this is just a lot.
Well, hiring implies some form of payment. I assume whatever deal you and Shook a Shack, you guys can continue that. We can discuss compensation later.
I mean, maybe I'm just new to this whole, like, you guys are adventurers, is that right?
Revolutionaries.
Okay, that seems like a lot. So I've just been doing odd jobs and shoveling.
Will.
Instrument. Okay, that's all. Oh God, that. Okay.
Our ragtag group. We're also fugitives, by the way. So if you join up with us, there is a fair chance that at some point
they are
Drell search parties may eventually interfere with our goings on, and we may have to deal with that.
Kill them.
Yes, definitely kill them.
It's maybe these four over there.
Yeah. Being less subtle, we kill them.
Okay.
They did.
Ooh. Except for that one fella. Started with a J. He helped us get out.
He helped us get out because he had his own ambitions. If we see him again, it will very likely be that he is trying to kill us.
But those ambitions...
Yeah, they
people's
were
greed can be used
fest.
As a tool.
That was to get back in the love fest with the one freaking high the matron.
Look, if we can get him on our side,
exactly
we have an insider. So if we come across a group with him in it, I recommend we keep him alive and try to talk to him afterward. If it turns out that he is still unchanged and still continues to died with an old dying society, then, well, we have no other choice, but we can bring him over to our way of thinking.
To be honest, I know we're pretty strong and we all have done some fighting, but the very creatures we face that are, or this cult, whatever we're dealing with, I don't know if we're strong enough right now. Maybe we should find a way to power up a little bit.
Well, we don't have the...
What about the thing that's in her chest?
Bit of time.
Well, the time, yeah, but if we rush in and we all die...
But if we wait, there's no telling what kind of damage they can wrought.
But Santa if we die, then there's nothing to check it.
Tap the stone.
Then we don't die.
Will lead us to the
we don't rush directly in. Not. And that's why I need that map right there, because we need to plan this. And we need to go in smart. We will eventually be caught. We just need to be caught as far into the tunnels as possible.
Rookie will speak up. I will say this much. 99% of what's down there is cultists.
Is that their headquarters?
I mean, that's where they're performing whatever the hell it is down there.
So if we can seal off tunnels as we go, we can put a huge delay on a lot of their plan.
Correct.
So this is less of a mission about stopping them entirely and more a mission of giving ourselves time.
Could we possibly build two teams? A team that is more... Because if all of us go in, some of us are not very good at stealth. And so if all of us go in, it's a higher chance of us getting caught. And there would be no rescue.
My nephew and I are very good at getting in places we're not supposed to be.
Please, leave that to me.
We could set up a saboteur team. And then
really
a power hunt team.
Rotten Darendale will be perfect distractions. Ideal meat shields, the two of them.
Can
you say that out loud?
Could.
Yeah. You're kind of just thinking right now.
What'd you say, Myth?
I said I could be a distraction.
Problem with being the distraction, which is kind of why Flaffle over there was saying the others, was because this distraction will most likely die or get taken.
I can't die.
Yeah, but yeah. Now you're also our guiding key to
the other worry. Raven thing Hollow.
We can't lose you.
Yeah,
you're an asset.
If we separated into two teams,
you as a tool, you are in fact a person. But
honestly, if we did separate into two teams, you would be the leader of the tower search team.
Reforms if I die.
Yeah, but with the crystal that's in your chest,
it's a
like
part
what if it was removed?
Now.
But what if it was removed when you died?
It would be difficult to remove it.
Yeah, but what if it was removed by somebody else?
They're keeping a dragon alive while pulling it apart.
And
I'm just saying, I am a very good distraction.
I'm just saying that
you hear. Don't worry. You do still have friends. And Runt. And Darendel. Are teleported to you.
They're so gonna die.
Oh
my.
What
the hell is this place?
Oh, it's a magical, mystical wonderland where you can pop in and out of just anywhere, honestly. Here, go sit on that couch and you'll end up in a
friends.
Beach.
Rubbing its temples.
Yeah,
well, see,
sir.
Now
you may have found your way out of the frying pan and into the oven, so to speak.
Okay.
Yeah. But now we have them, so now we can have a distraction team.
My liege, Runt, welcome back.
Hi, what's up? I was told to come here.
We have important work for you.
I bet. Tell that one. He's the leader.
My liege.
Yes, hello, hi, how are you today?
Your mic does not miss these people.
How are we doing, everyone? Glad to see my subjects back.
Absolutely. I'm going to help give you a new kingdom. How would you like to be a duke in Gracklestug on top of the leader of your own kingdom?
Oh, sir, that sounds perfect.
Wonderful. The best way to become a duke is to become a hero in these lands, and I have got just the mission for you. And all you and Runt really need to do is run.
Oh, we can do that.
Wonderful. All right, let's show on the map. I need you two to head over here to this side called the East Cleft District. I don't know if you're familiar with Gracklestug or not.
Not
there. That's fine. We're going to depart here tomorrow. And when we do, you guys are going to make your way down here, over here, and you're going to scale this wall. And you're going to inform these people. You know where the cobalt is. And then you're going to start running like your life depends on it. It's a game, though. Your life doesn't actually depend on it.
That's all we have to do?
Yeah, that's it. And then just not get caught.
Okay.
I need you to take this optimal path out of the Cleft District, back up here, and then I need you to start running circles through the city. Shekashek, do you know of any good hiding places within the city for ones such as Darendel and Runt, looking up to their size?
You still got that paper I handed you, nephew?
Yeah.
Go ahead, pass that off.
There you go.
Those
are all the safe houses that I gave him in case he ever got caught.
It's like hide and seek. You're going to hide in these places, and then once the danger's gone, you're going to pop back out, get their attention again, and run to another one.
Full disclosure, one of those is just a hole in the ground. So, you know, don't jump in. Kind of slide on the side.
Question for Pat.
Uh-huh.
Have you modified Stool yet?
He is now my companion, and I have yet to try to move my star of spell storing over to him.
Roger. Has Flaffle seen like spell storing used by you at all?
No.
Okay, so
I have not used it at all. You do see a bright shining star on his hand though. That wasn't there before, like a few days ago. Like when we were at Ractal Cache is the first time you saw it appear and it was very prominent.
Okay, so I guess I'll follow up by saying, okay. aside from this, what does everybody bring to the table as far as a speciality? I know we've been in combat scenarios before and other scenarios, but we've never really planned. We've just kind of been going. So, of course, Kazad, you are efficient at fighting. This would be your specialty, yes?
Yes.
Warden, your specialty is...
fighting. Okay. I can also make sure people don't heal around me. Or... I think if Cyanadel is given complete control, she can draw the attention.
That may be risky, given looks over at Kazad. Let's not give her full control yet.
She has been warned that she needs to give
I just
him a
don't
chance.
Want anything giving us away before we're ready to give it away.
To be fair, the Devir massacre happened many, many centuries ago, and he's okay. Definitely not one of the ones who took part.
I don't know what that is, but that series of words, it does little to give me faith in the situation. Let's just keep a bit of a tight leash on Miss Ray until we know things are cool. Just be safe.
I am changing out my dice because that is the, 10th time in a row that I have rolled under a 10 on a history check. So.
Dude. Ivan, you are good at healing.
Yes, and I can also summon forth a bow made of star, made of this, from this. I can kind of move the stars that show up, these things, these shapes, and they do different things. If I pull this, he takes his shirt off and his cloak off, and he points to this chalice constellation on his back. He's like, if I move this to the front, and all the other stars go dim, and then this one lights up, and it's like a wellspring of energy, almost, I don't know, but it feels like all of my healing suddenly becomes stronger.
Good to know. Can you do that multiple times during a day, or is it something that once you do it once, you're pretty tired?
I can do it two times. I can summon forth one of these constellations two times. There's this other one right here, this long one. I don't know what this one does. And it's like a shape of a serpentine dragon. I don't know what that does. I've never been able to use that.
Interesting.
It doesn't light up. I don't know what it does. But when Ruin got taken, that's when the archer, the bow one, lit up. I was really upset, and then suddenly I had a bow in my hand.
Must be something to do with celestial blood.
But, and this! The moon lady who talks to me and visits me, she gave this to me. She said that I can store some of my magic in it and use it when I needed it.
And
that is going to immediately get Kazad to turn around and look at Ivan. He's like, wait, you spoke with Elistred?
I've also seen her. Yeah, she's...
He just kind of blinks a few times. And then it clicks right, ASMR. That makes sense.
But yeah, this thing, I can put a spell in it and then use it when I'm all tired, when all my magic is drained. I can still.
Others put spells into it.
I don't know. I haven't really even put any spells into it yet.
Interesting.
But that's actually the real reason why I wanted to borrow the scale. I was going to see if, because it looked like a dragon scale, kind of, or you look like a dragon. So I thought if I did something with it, I could wake up that thing. It was a guess. It was a hunch, but I don't know.
We'll figure that out.
Yeah, because I really want to know what that does. Because
yes.
That bow one gives me a weapon that I can shoot that seems to do, like, what you guys call celestial power. And then this one makes it to where I heal people better. What does that one do? Do I become a dragon? Like, or does it summon a dragon?
Let's not talk crazy.
Oh, okay. I just don't know. But he puts his clothes back on. Other than that, I can also change my shape.
Huh?
Hulk? Yep. I've seen stool. Would I be possibly able to use one of my wild shapes to turn into stool?
Yes.
As I use a wild shape and I suddenly shrink and whoop, and now I am a stool.
This is a lot.
And you become me.
He like,
No.
I don't think so.
Can you become a kobold?
I think it's beastly thingies. I've only ever been able to do it to animals. Shifts out.
I see.
But yeah, that drains my ability to use my stars, though.
Okay, interesting. You have many tools that we could use. Book of Shack, of course, is very knowledgeable on this place and will be instrumental in this. And you trust Lears on this? Shook a Shack?
Oh, yeah. He's good for it.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, like I said...
I've been feeding this man pie for years.
Yes. He's pretty good cook for at least this place. Listen, I've been thinking about it while all this weird shit's been talked about and done at the table, but if taking down a cult is what you guys are doing, you can count me in for that, and then we'll see how we work together, and then I'll either bid you adieu and keep my own thing, or I'll stick with you guys. How does that sound?
That sounds fine to me.
I'm like also an intern. What is an intern?
You work for free. An experience. You're working for experience.
And hopefully food.
I mean, food will be provided.
Okay, cool. That's kind of a deal breaker. Not gonna lie.
Yeah. This is gonna work.
And I'm also decently strong.
And he grabs the table and lifts it up like it's styrofoam and puts it back down.
Yeah, no, that's also helpful.
Like I said, mostly combat is my skills, so it's kind of hard to show you unless you guess you want to fight or something. I don't know how to prove myself.
No, I trust you.
Okay.
Shook a Shack put his word in for you.
I mean, I could spar with you.
Always down for a spar.
Well, there'll be plenty of that tomorrow.
Okay.
Maybe not crash the tavern tonight, as we need to rest. Is that map done yet there, Ivan?
Yeah. I finished it a little bit ago.
Perfect. Droki, Shook a Shack, how does it look?
Let's see. Looks pretty spot on. Droki kind of looks it over and... Yeah, I mean, it's not, like, fully detailed, but it's pretty close. Plus, I can also, like, if I go down there with you guys, I can also, like, let you avoid the water weird that's down there.
Okay. So we need you to mark out anything that we need. Are you coming down with us, Brokey?
Yes.
Okay, good. We're going to need a guide. If things get hairy, though...
I'm leaving.
Yes.
Yes. No, you guys can fight. I'm not fighting.
Do you have anyone here on the surface that could help?
I mean, the captain...
Would the captain be able to start a riot?
I mean, I'm sure she can get the word out. Isn't she in the hospital right now or something? Or in the infirmary?
Is she?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, she got possessed by that flame keeper dude.
Remember he can do tried that? To snap her Ivan, neck?
Yeah, he I was tried not to present. Snap her neck.
Oh, he wasn't.
No, Flaffle wasn't there. Ivan stopped her, though, and pushed the flame keeper out.
I did what? Oh, yes, I remember. Yep, now I remember. Yep, I did do that. I did stop her.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'll guide you guys, but I'm not a fighter. Like, I run. Yeah, that's a deal. But,
I think Droki is a scout. He's very perceptive and very good at holding that information until it is needed.
Yes. I will go now and at least alert them and let them know what's going on. They could
tell them to avoid these two tomorrow as he points over to Rotten Darendale.
Yeah.
Let them work. Yeah.
Okay. I will be back later then.
Okay.
Droki.
Oh. Right. I walk over and move the immovable rod.
Thank you.
So, are we staying as a full group in doing the sabotage, or are we separating some going after magic to power us up and some going to sabotage the tunnels?
Kind of preparing for battle. That we work as a complete group, a task force of sort. I have, not a lot.
I can't, Stool speaks up. If things get real bad, then we can just leave. But we're strong.
There's that.
Well, y'all strong. I baby. Y'all strong.
Hats.
Well, ideally, you're not going to be in harm's way.
Yeah, I'm going to keep you safe.
Ideally. Oh,
though I may throw you at a person who's down, and your job is to heal them.
Okay.
In fact, I wonder if I can move these stars. Ivan's going to try to move the spell storing star to his other hand.
You are able to.
You're connected to me now, and so I'm going to touch. Grab Stool's cute little mushroom face. And try to move the star to the front of his head.
Okay. I need you to make a religion check.
Well, I will do so, and I will use... I really wish religion was an int. But, clerics get religion. Why is religion int? Yeah, but anyways.
So, this is a house rule of mine that we can adapt.
So, can I do a wisdom religion?
Yes.
Okay, that is it, so much.
I never have understood why that is on the int side. So, yeah, if you have a better int, you can do that. Or if you have better wisdom, you can use that.
I am going to roll perception because it's already basically my wisdom plus my... actually, why is that a 7 and not a... What makes that a 7? I don't know why that's a 7. Oh, no, everything else that's a wisdom. Okay. Oh, because my proficiency is 3. God damn it. Okay, I'm going to use my medicine because it's already calculated as a plus 7 and I don't want to have to add numbers. Yeah. But I will add guidance to this.
Do it.
You dick. Plus 3 for a 17.
17? Yeah, I would say 17 beats the DC and the... star travels onto Stool's forehead.
Oh, would you look at that?
What?
Now, you have my star. Pokes at it. Now I can put spells on you, and you can, you know what? Here, and he's gonna place his hand and pump a first level cure wounds into it.
Oh.
Now, ooh. if I toss you or tell you to go help somebody, now you can go heal them.
Okay, will do.
You'll be my little healing buddy.
Yay.
We also need to... Oh, Shamfra's not here. I was going to ask if he knew how to make this leather armor into smaller leather armor. Um, I have no money, so I will try. I have no idea what I'm doing with this, though. Anyone else know how to work with leather?
Never had the chance. Okay. But I'd like.
Okay.
I can make alcohol.
Oh, that doesn't... I mean, that might help.
I'm just putting it all on the table.
Side idea. Alcohol is very flammable, right?
Absolutely. Why do you think I bought that bottle earlier?
We have a person who knows how to make alcohol now. We can make fire bombs.
Oh.
Alchemist fire. Oh.
I'm so proud of y'all.
Yeah, let me I'm gonna have to get some produce, but we can do it.
Hey, tavern keeper, you got free produce? Like produce that's going bad or something?
Hi.
Mind if we have it?
Sure.
Cool. Since how we kind of commandeered your place here, this kind of I'm feeling kind of bad.
Fermenting equipment.
Yeah, do you have fermenting equipment?
I got brew supplies. Oh, sorry.
Cool. Well, we should probably get on making some of that so that we can use that, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's not going to be like, if you need it tomorrow?
No, just as soon as you possibly can make.
But okay. If you stay with us, this would be a good thing to invest our time and assets into.
Okay. I mean, if you're not drinking it, that's half the battle.
What we need is as potent as
very
possible.
Very high alcohol level.
Yeah, one of the brewers of the Dark Lake taught me what I know. He did teach me one recipe. It's called Floor Mop. He used it to clean the floors.
Oh, and we'll use it to mop them.
Oh, yeah. Off the face of the earth.
Doesn't taste good, though. Oh, but it... It'll get you there, Ross.
It'll taste wonderful.
Well,
I wouldn't drink it.
Oh, I'm not.
I still can't see good.
Someone's face.
That said, your little thing that you've done for Stool there.
Huh? Yeah.
Can he cast a healing spell now?
Stool, activate the healing spell that I gave you.
And the star kind of like shimmers, and he walks over and touches Ivan and casts Cure Wounds on you.
Yeah, I feel really good. Yeah, that worked.
And the star goes dim.
Pop a spell back in it.
Ooh. Dang. Someone pulls out his bag, reaches in, pulls out some tools, looks over at Stool, holds still. And he kind of starts hammering something that you don't see above Stool. And you see one of those little cannons like you saw back in the crypt sitting on top of Stool's head.
Oh.
Did you the Eldritch Cannon?
Yes.
I believe we have now turned you in, given you a way to be defended.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
This can protect you. Meaning, when someone goes down... It will be your job to run in with us protecting you and heal.
I can also give you a little bit more protection as I'll bend down and I'll utter a phrase. May nothing harm you, for you are too cute to die. And sanctuary is placed on it.
Oh, yeah. This is coming together.
So with that being said, are we going to go ahead and call it a night there?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay.
Flapple is going to look down at the plans, though. I am going to continue working on this. You guys get some rest.
Yeah, I'm a rest, and then I'm going to also try to work this leather armor I have into some armor for Stool. And also, if we can get our hands on some health potions, maybe we can attach the health potions to Stool. And then when he runs around, you can grab a health potion from Stool.
I kind of wish Warding Bond was fucking permanent, because I would put it on him. I have it.
Before combat, we can do that. Just pop, 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 pop.
Yep. Unkillable.
Protect the healer tank.
Protect the stool!
So yeah, everybody, unless there's something y'all would like to do, Ivan's going to be doing that. Flaffle's going to be working on the map. Kazad, Warden, and Shookshack. Is there anything y'all would like to do?
Warden is standing in front of the door and going into Sentry's Rest.
Okay.
Yeah, Kazad's just going to call it a night. He's not going to do anything else at this point, basically.
Yeah, the immovable rod is still in the door. I put it back after Dorky departed.
Well, now they have to get through the immovable rod and Warden.
Yeah.
Double protection.
Flavel's going to stay up a little while late longer, just kind of looking over what Ivan drew out, these plans with the tunnels, and look for any kind of integrity, weak points, places that could be taken advantage of that would be the ideal place to place bombs. I have 3 dynamite left, and I am looking to make the most of it.
Okay.
And once Flaffle's kind of satisfied with what he's got, he'll probably just lean back in the chair and probably like wander down here to the couch and like, well, not even the couch. He'll curl up in the chair and just kind of go to sleep.
Gotcha. Okay, with that, everybody, unless Shookshack, you want to do something, or Kazad?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Yeah, everybody can long rest.
Alrighty, I am going to, because I'm both prepared spellcasters, I'm going to drop Frostbite to pick up Druidcraft. And there's something I want to try, because it says I can weather sense bloom. You instantly make a flower blossom, a seed pod open, or a leaf bud.
Cantrips can't be swapped out.
Oh, they can't be swapped? God damn it.
No, cantrips can't be swapped unless
that's
it's
annoying.
A level you get an ASIF.
Yeah. Well, damn, I need to get my hands on that fucking spell. So that I can try, because I want to see if I can, if I just do that each day, if I can speed up his growth.
Be an option you could do.
What spell is the country? What's the form? Prestidigitation.
But I think with that long rest, I think that brings us relatively close to our stopping point. So next session we will start working on going down the Whirlstone tunnels and seeing what madness is there. So thank you everybody for joining us, and we will see you next time.
See ya.
Woohoo.
Bye.
Hey adventurers, thanks for tuning in. Remember to smash that like and subscribe button, and don't forget to give some love to your bards.